Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. For those of you that haven't visited Exeter, it's a very large metropolis that... Well, maybe not. But anyway, it's a nice studio, and we're here with the New London Community Orchestra representatives and being represented by the president, Tom Clark. Welcome, Tom. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Nice to have you as a new guest here on Conducting Conversations. And probably the most important part of the evening is Dr. Hilary Clark Moore, the music director. Welcome. Hilary, well, nice to have you.
Thank you so much for talking to me today, tonight.
It's nice to have you with us, and we're going to find out everything we want to know about the New London Community Orchestra. We haven't had the pleasure of having you on the program before, so let's start with a little bit of background. And Hilary, let's start with you. Are you a Connecticut person, or are you an import?
Oh, I grew up in Olime, Connecticut, so I am a Connecticut person. I lived in Switzerland and Hawaii and then New York, and then now have found my way back home to Connecticut area.
Excellent. All right. And music, long time part of your background since you were very young, or relatively new?
My mother would brag that I read music before words, which is actually true. I could say I was a late reader, but yes, music has always been part of my world.
Good. And where'd you go to school?
I got a bachelor's of music from the University of Connecticut on French horn performance, and then I went to Yale and got my PhD in music theory.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, that's very impressive. That's very impressive. Tom, how about you? Are you a Connecticut guy?
I actually am. I'm from Connecticut originally as well. I lived all my life here. I grew up in Greenwich originally, and then I had moved around the state for a number of different jobs, and then ended up where I am now in New London. 12 years ago, I think it is now.
Okay. And your tenure as president of the New London Community Orchestra, did you have to campaign for 4 years to get the job, or was it easier than that?
Campaign for 40 years or 40 years, to say? 40 or 4. No, I actually, we founded a New London Community Orchestra in 2011. I had a lot of help. And that our first conductor was Joan Winters, who's a very talented local musician, and she offered to be our first music director. Before that, we didn't have a local community orchestra in New London. So Joan and I cooked up the idea of forming the New London Community Orchestra with like three different really reasons, because there's a three-part rationale or a three-part mission of a community orchestra. One is to provide a place for local musicians to come and play. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have that beforehand, and it's a delight to see all the local musicians come and rehearse and practice and create friendships and create this wonderful entourage, this
right.
ensemble of a community orchestra. But then another big part, of course, is that New London also doesn't have an orchestral music program in the schools. Okay. So a bad thing. Yeah. A big piece of it was this allows us to, to create a program of orchestral music instruction for children in New London. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because our community orchestra and its concerts, support that and organize those programs. So we hire a teacher. We have volunteers, and we have a group of kids that come Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays to the Public Library of New London to take lessons programs. And make no mistake about it, I mean, this is, you know, this is a very, very poor community, and they do not have the orchestral music lessons in the schools for a reason, because it costs quite a bit of money.
Right.
And when I moved into London, it was kind of embarrassing for me to be there, having lived most of my life in more suburban areas of Connecticut, where children have these kinds of music, orchestral music lessons. And to be in London looking around that, and they don't have that, then I'm an instrument maker. So, together with Joan, we decided that we could start an orchestra, with a big part of the mission is to create that, that opportunity for children that did not have it. And so now we have a program that serves, mostly people of color, and mostly, a lot of Spanish speaking people, a whole lot of diversity in our programs that allows us to, to address the issue of, diversity and equity, in a way. Now, it's a small way for sure. We're not a huge programs. It doesn't replace orchestral music program in the schools itself, but at least we do have now, a place, an opportunity for children to come and learn how to play a violin, how to play a cello, in what is really a wonderful environment to have this at the public library in London.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a wonderful mission, and we have a lot more to talk about, but there is a concert coming up, and that was the impetus for this interview, February 22nd, and celebrating Black History Month, and I want to find out more about that momentarily, but I want to get to this first piece of music because it's a little bit lengthy, so Hillary, I'll ask you to kind of get us into this, so we'll listen to that and then take a short break.
All right. Borodin wrote, when he had free time, he was not a full-time composer, he actually spent his time in medicine and chemistry, and he worked for 18 years on an opera called Prince Igor. And it actually was not finished by his death, but two composers, Russian composers Rimsky-Korsakov and Liudov, said, hey, we really need to have this played and the ballet music from it. And they helped, and therefore we have this wonderful Polovetsian dances. And many of you know or will recognize some of the melodies because it comes from the 1953 musical Kismet and the song Stranger in Paradise. But you should, they're fun, they're four dances. It's part of the theme of having dance music for this concert, and they're very entertaining, but they're also dazzling. And so you can hear medley. It starts out really beautifully, and as you can hear at the end, you will hear some melodies that you recognize.
Excellent. All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the New London Community Orchestra. Thank you. The New London Community Orchestra is the subject of tonight's program here on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening with Dr. Hillary Clark Moore. She is the music director, and Tom Clark, who is the president of the Community Orchestra. And they're going to be presenting a program on Saturday, February 22nd at 7:30, Evans Hall at Connecticut College in New London. And Tom, this is something that you do how often? Like twice a year, once a year? How often do you have concerts like that?
Well, that's actually an excellent question, Mike. We had been doing two concerts a year. We actually were upping a little our concert schedule a little bit, so we'll have three. We'll have three in this season, you know, 2019-2020 season.
This one is celebrating Black History Month.
It is, yes. We decided that, you know, part of our concert in February, because of to honor Black History Month, would include a Florence Price piece, "Dances in the Canebrakes," which is a wonderful, wonderful example of the style of music that doesn't get played as much and should be played. Florence Price was our first African-American woman composer to graduate from the NEC, the New England Conservatory of Music, and also the first to have her piece played by a major American symphony orchestra in the United States. Mm-hmm. And her pieces are just wonderful. This is a wonderful example of, you know, one of her styles, but she wrote a lot of music, like a lot of folks, like a lot of composers. She was very prolific, and she doesn't get played as much as she should. So that was decided to help us honor Black History Month. We would include a Florence Price piece.
Right. Now, Hillary, do you have to decide what program, what piece is going, what, where, and how? And do you do that like the day before the concert or many, many months before?
Programming is probably the most important element of the success of the orchestra. The with having the Florence Price as our anchor piece, being part of dancing, I also found programming that would complement the Florence Price. And so the rest of the programming is dance music, or even has or includes dance movement. So we will start off with Offenbach, who wrote an Orpheus in the Underworld Overture. And we will also have Respighi's Ancient Airs and Dances. He is a romantic historian who went back and brushed up or modernized some very old 1600s type dances. We have the Florence Price. We have Prokofiev's Classical Symphony that includes the third movement is a gavotte, which is a French dance popular in the 18th century. And then again, you just heard the Borodin. And including with this programming, I also think it's very entertaining for all the musicians to play as well as our audience here, but there's also a little bit of a sense of humor. And I think I'm going to try to help us segue into our next selection, which is going to be our first movement from Prokofiev's Classical Symphony. On this program, you actually have two musical bad boys that actually have a little bit of wit. Prokofiev, those who were teaching him thought they were wasting their time because they didn't understand his sounds. And he said, all right, let me show you. So he wrote the Classical Symphony based on Haydn. And if you know anything about Haydn, Haydn had a great sense of humor, and he does some very interesting Haydn-esque type of things. He alternates loud versus soft. I mean, obviously, you have the Surprise Symphony of Haydn, high pitches versus low pitches, different styles, lyrical versus more aggressive. And so Prokofiev gets into the program because of this humorous part, in addition to having a gavotte. So let's listen to the first movement, the Allegro, of Prokofiev's Classical Symphony, and, you know, take a moment to listen to some of those humorous elements, particularly the high notes versus the low. Enjoy. Thank you.
Delightful music, and I can't wait to hear more about Bad Boys. I love this conversation, the way it's going. Tell us what we're going to listen to next.
We open our program with Offenbach's Overture to Orpheus in the Underworld. And you got to realize that this story of Orpheus and Eurydice has been around by that time by 300 years. Claudio Monteverdi wrote his first opera. In fact, it's like the first opera in history of operas in 1607, and then in 1762, Gluck writes his beautiful melodies with his Orpheus and Eurydice. Well, Offenbach has a little bit of a different bite on this story, and so he makes fun of these beautiful cultures in a very sparkling, witty characters. And it starts out with some beautiful solos featuring some of our wonderful musicians, but many of you know it ends up what was called the Dance of the Inferno, which in today's world is called the Can-Can.
Ah, yes. Everybody knows that.
Yes, but it wasn't so much of, in that day, it was quite the shocking factor that you think that you would be dancing the Can-Can in the underworld. And so very shocking. So that's why he gets his bad boy reputation.
Okay. All right.
But to segue, Offenbach is looking back of this story that had been known for 300 years. Similarly, Respighi, who was an Italian conductor, composer, violinist, and musicologist, goes back to music of the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries and brings out these ancient dances. Some of them are anonymous, and some of them are composed by people you might know. Vincenzo Galilei was actually Galileo's father. And it's interesting. So he puts this very romantic twist on these ancient airs and dances. And when these ancient airs and dances originated, they were very soft, written for the lute, had a little bit of a whispering sound to them. Mm-hmm. And so now when we play them, now you get that romantic harmonies, but you still have that very different style. So in addition, this programming also has different styles and a lot of variety and diversity in the programming. So, Mike, it would be great if we could listen to that very first movement of Respighi, which was titled Ballet.
All right, we'll do that, then take a short break and be back with more. London Community Orchestra, our special guest tonight here on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and listening to Dr. Hillary Clark Moore tell us a lot about the program, and also the president, Tom Clark, is here. And Tom, I want to make sure that people have the opportunity to check out all the information. You have a website they can go to, right?
Yes, thank you, Mike. Yes, we do. If you want to find out more about the New London Community Orchestra and keep up with all that we do, you can find us on the website. I'll give you the address. It's www.nlcommunityorchestra.org, nlcommunityorchestra.org, and there you will find information about all sorts of information about our orchestra, what we're playing this for this concert, February 22nd, and also what we're going to be playing for our May concert, which is comes up sooner than
right around the corner.
Around the corner, yes.
Hopefully,
okay.
Yes.
So this concert, again, is Saturday, February 22nd, 7:30 p.m., Evans Hall at Connecticut College. And we have a wonderful selection of offerings that a lot of them are based, as Hillary was saying, on dance pieces. Mm-hmm. And they take their source material from from the early music and Renaissance era, you know, for Respighi's pieces, as well as the source material for the Florence Price comes from, you know, early African American music that was transposed here in the back in the starting in the 1600s, you know.
Right,
and,
yeah.
You know, so the source material for a lot of this music goes way, way back, and it's wonderful to see what the various composers have done with this source material.
Now, can people buy tickets in advance, or do you just take tickets at the door, or are the donations accepted? How does that work?
Well, we are a donation kind of organization, so we ask for a $10 suggested donation, which is supports our free lessons program at the Public Library of New London. It's a suggested donation, so if people come and show up and they don't quite have the $10 in their wallet at
but
the time,
but it goes both ways, right? People that can afford to help you in your initiative, and as you described early in the program tonight, a very worthwhile cause. If they'd like to do that, they can also donate more.
They have, and we have a program of free lessons in at the public library, and we have an orchestra because people have been so generous. Frankly,
right.
You know, we
right.
have, you know, we have a lot of very generous individual and corporate donors, as well as grants from wonderful organizations like the Community Foundation of Eastern Connecticut, the Chamber of Commerce of Eastern Connecticut, you know, Pfizer's Incorporated. We have wonderful, wonderful friends at
Excellent.
Kiwanis New London that support us so heartily every year. We've had we exist because of this wonderful, wonderful community
there
support.
There you go. Yeah. And if you're listening and you happen to be a player and you want to get involved, is this something that a musician can just check it out? Do you have auditions? How does that work, Hillary? Do you want to just say something about that?
Yes, the wonderful world of community orchestras. Yes, we... There are no auditions to come in. I love to give people their music and see whether it is a good fit for them on the music. Is this type of program then that you would enjoy? Is this the type of program that would challenge you? And obviously, we always are looking for more string players. And with the woodwinds and brass and percussion, as long as you contact Tom or myself, we can find out whether we can get you in. Always working on
that. Does that happen at a certain time of year? Or
actually, it's ongoing.
Ongoing.
I wouldn't suggest coming in the one week before the concert, but since we have there are three concerts, you know, they can come in for a rehearsal cycle at any time.
Now, I started out with a plastic kazoo, but once I learned that, I now have a metal one. Do you have a spot for me with a kazoo that I could
Well, that programming might be a little bit more challenging, but
all right,
yeah
we'll stick with the normal instruments then. Okay, all right, let's get to some music. We have just about 10 minutes left to our program here, and I know you have some music you would like us to listen to, so tell us about this.
Well, we have the Florence Price. Let me tell you a little bit about Florence Price. She wrote three symphonies, two piano concerti, violin concerto, chamber piano and organ pieces, spiritual arrangements, and jingles for radio commercials. She had the challenge of being the first African-American composer, mentioned had her work played by the Chicago Symphony. She passed away before this piece was able to be orchestrated. She actually wrote it for piano, and it was orchestrated by William Grant Steele, who has the mill first African-American composer, and he has some wonderful symphonic music, and they knew each other very well. One of the things that I love about the dances in the Canebrakes is to listen to some of the piano renditions or recordings of this, because with one person and playing the piano, you can take a lot of more liberties than you can do with a 50-piece community orchestra. So what I'm liking to do, or I'm striving to do in this performance, is to bring together some of those, the style, the rhythm, the melodic, and the ethos of the African-American music in this playing. And, you know, the nuances of holding back a phrase that's so easy or easier to do on a piano with some musicality to now have 50 musicians follow this and do this.
Right.
And there's a particular style. It's just absolutely exquisite, the writing of this. And I also really enjoy the Grant Steele orchestration. There are three movements. The first one is called Nimble Feet. The second one is called Tropical Noon. And the third is Silk Hat and Walking Cane. All of them should have the audience's feet moving or be moved in some kind of way. So if we have some time, can we listen
We can try to get all three in, and we'll do that. I want to thank you both for coming in and explaining about the New London Community Orchestra. Thank you, Tom. Nice to meet you and have you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Hillary, a real pleasure, and best of luck with the concert on February 22nd.
Thank you. You won't want to miss it. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.